Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with Fijian President Radu William Maivalili Katunive and Prime Minister Sitiveni Rapuka in capital Suva today. President Murmu addressed the Fijian Parliament this morning. She arrived in Suva, capital city of Fiji, last night. Following her visit to Fiji, President Murmu will travel to New Zealand from August 7 to 9 at the invitation of Governor-General Cindy Kiro. The final leg of her tour will take President Murmu to Timor-Leste on August 10, marking another first as the inaugural head of state visit from India to the country. This tri-nation tour is seen as a strong reflection of India's active policy, first announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi a decade ago at the 9th East Asia Summit. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has said that Bangladesh military and political authorities should work together for a peaceful democratic transition following the resignation of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. Guterres Deputy Spokesperson Farhan Haq said UN wants to make sure that all the authorities, both political and military authorities, and anyone else who has a say in the current transition, work together so that there will be a peaceful and democratic transition. Nagaland's lone Lok Sabha MP, S. Subramanian Jameer, yesterday urged the central government to establish a fish seed production centre and a veterinary college in the state. He raised the issue during the discussions on the demands for grants for various ministries in the Lok Sabha. The MP requested the Union Minister of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying for inclusion of the projects under the demand for grants of his ministry. The State Election Commission, SEC, Nagaland, has declared all wards in 14 town councils in the eastern districts as vacant following non-participation on the scheduled election. The town councils include Mon, Apoi, Naganimora, Dizit, Dupu, Longleng, Damlu, Noklak, Twensang, Longkim, Shamado, Kifere, Bungro and Seyochung. As per the notification from the SEC, no elections were held on the scheduled date as outlined in the election program on April 29. The SEC said, under the Rule 81 of the Nagaland Municipal Election Rules 2023, to address this situation, further necessary steps towards holding elections to these vacancies will be subjected to Section 26 of the Nagaland Municipal Act 2023. A public rally against unabated illegal taxations, harassment, intimidation and death threat to common people is being initiated by the Angami Youth Organization, AYO, today at Old MLA Junction, Phulbari, Kohima. The public rally will start at 11 a.m. Several organizations, including KCCI and DDCI, have come in support to AYO on the issue. In this regard, Kohima Police in an advisory has asked all vehicle users to take the alternate route from TCB Gate at Bayover Junction via Nagabazar, Kohima's hospital, Circular Road for both northern and southern bound vehicles in order to avoid unnecessary delays and inconveniences. Further non-essential vehicular movements to Raza Point, Phulbari area may be avoided from 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon. And at Paris Olympics, Avinash Sapale created history by becoming the first Indian man in athletics to qualify for the men's 3,000 meters steeplechase final. Earlier in double tennis team event, Indian women's including Manika Batra, Srija Akula and Acharna Kamat beat the Romanian team by 3-2 in a pre-quarterfinal match. With this win, they have qualified for the quarterfinal. In badminton, Lakshya Sen lost to Malaysia's Li Zijia by 21-13, 16-21 and 10-21 in the bronze medal match. In wrestling, Nisha Dahiya lost to Park Seol-gum of North Korea in 68-kilogram freestyle quarterfinal. Indian shooters Anand Jit Singh Naruka and Maheshwari Chauhan lost to China in the bronze medal playoff in skid mixed team event. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.